German-born artist Elisabeth Ney left her mark on the art world with celebrated sculptures of German kings and the Italian revolutionary Giuseppe Garibaldi, the philosopher-author Schopenhauer, and the Texas legends Stephen F. Austin and Sam Houston. Ney also left a legacy in Texas, where she worked at the turn of the last century and built her studio. It's a tiny limestone temple joined to a Gothic tower and marked by a century of weather and wear. It stands by a creek, surrounded by cedars and an iron fence. Ney was born in 1833 and studied in German academies before making her reputation as a sculptor. In 1870, she immigrated to the United States with her husband, Dr. Edmund Montgomery. Eventually, they settled on a plantation near Hempstead, Texas. Ney stopped sculpting for the next 20 years to tend to the plantation and to her family. Later on, Texas Governor Orrin Roberts asked Ney to sculpt statues of Texas heroes for the new state capitol. In 1892, she designed and built her studio in Hyde Park, then Austin's North Edge. It's a single-story neoclassical temple. Ney cooked outdoors and even slept on the roof. In 1902, she expanded the studio and built the tower and living quarters. At the top of the tower, there's a room just wide enough to string a hammock. Ney's husband used it as a study. Ney often held court in her studio, espousing her philosophy that art and beauty are important to shaping a society. Her ideas influenced the founders of university art departments, associations, and museums in Texas. Elisabeth Ney died in 1907. Her studio has become a National Historic Landmark and a museum that celebrates her work and her extraordinary life.